97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you live from Twinsic Aura Studios at University Place. Time to check out what's trending out there in the world today. And for that, we are joined by Victor Lewis. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to a globe-trotting edition of Trends.
Yeah, spanning the globe.
Spanning the globe. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about, and we're going to start way down in Australia, where a mysterious pink glow over the town of Mildura, hopefully I said that right, was blowing up. Folks had a lot of pictures of it. It is striking. I want you to imagine the most Stranger Things skyscape. Skyscape?
Skyscape, sure.
What do you call a picture of a sky?
Skyscape.
I mean, yeah, sure. All right. I'm down.
Yeah. Cloudscape, maybe?
Yeah, because there have to be clouds for you to see the light. If there's no clouds, it's not reflecting off anything. Long story short, there are some low clouds with this pink glow, and I mean a bright pink glow reflecting from the underside of it, and folks were kind of freaking out a little bit about it. A few people walked towards the glow. Which,
never walk towards
God bless those brave souls that see something like that and just go, well, let's go find out. And the folks that were
that is the most Australian thing ever. Like, Charlie, you go.
I mean, yeah. At a certain point, though, if it keeps on happening, you need to know what it was. And it turns out what it actually was grow lights from a cannabis grow facility in Mildura, which wasn't necessarily a secret, but you also don't want it to be common public knowledge where your giant weed farm is. But they have shades to cover up the grow lights because a marijuana plant to flower properly requires more sunlight than is physically available in the day. So you have these blackout curtains that go over it to make sure you're not disturbing people or projecting this Batman and Robin pink glow into the sky. But yeah, folks started walking towards it. They got turned away by staff at the farm of just, hey man, you probably shouldn't be here. And this pushed this company enough to put out a public statement of, yes, our farm is located in this part of Australia. Please don't swing by. Please don't come here. We had a momentary issue with our shades. They'll be working again later, and you will never see your creepy pink sky again. And some folks are kind of sad about it because, honestly, the pictures are beautiful. Like, it looked really, really cool. It's not something I'd want every night, but every once in a while, let's just get that pink sky going just for fun.
Ironically, I bet it's real cool if you're high.
I mean, yeah, that's not ironic whatsoever. That's
because it's at a marijuana farm is the thing. It's really more on the nose than ironic.
Unfortunately, my
guess.
Understanding of the word irony has been completely destroyed by that one song, which may or may not be ironic. It could just be situational comedy, but I'll never know.
Yeah, the thing about, so we're talking Alanis Morissette now, because why not move straight to that? The thing about that song is actually most of the things in that song are examples of irony. People picked out a couple, like, oh, she doesn't know what irony is. Like, it kind of is. Like, this is ironic stuff. It makes sense. It's fine. How is it that marijuana as a plant survived if it requires more sun to grow than is physically available?
I didn't say to grow, Aaron Keck. I said to flower properly in the way that you want it as a recreational commercial marijuana grower. If you want your marijuana to be operating at peak flowering THC potency, you're going to need a lot of sunlight, and also very controlled growing conditions. The science behind growing plants that all of our centuries of agricultural knowledge being applied specifically to make the one plant flower better is a fascinating application of human knowledge.
So all these folks are like, oh yeah, marijuana instead of these synthetic chemicals. Marijuana is artificial too, y'all.
I mean, yeah, everything is GMO, and you heard it here from Victor Lewis on Trends. Genetically modified organisms are almost unilaterally a good thing. So feel free to come by the station and talk to me about it.
You said you had a bunch of things, and we've got like 30 seconds left. Give me a second thing real quick.
Apparently, there's a worldwide epidemic, quote, of lost luggage. Airlines specifically spinning out of stories from Heathrow are having more and more problems with losing people's luggage. The pictures are absolutely striking.
We don't need any more epidemics, Victor.
I mean, truly, we don't. And what really got me on this is a tweet that absolutely blew up from Aer Lingus. I'm not sure where Aer Lingus flies out
of. I think that's Ireland,
as an airline.
It?
Yes, it is. I literally clicked it, and it's a shamrock.
Yeah.
Aer Lingus, on their actual departure board in the Dublin airport, have a mystery flight departing at 9:30.
Ooh.
It literally says mystery flight. And someone took a picture of that. It was like, well, this is not encouraging. And that has spun out people talking about their lost luggage stories. And The Guardian has a investigative journalism piece of why exactly luggage is getting lost. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, blah, 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 lost luggage. Did we find out where the flight went?
We did not find out where the mystery flight was going. It was just a mystery flight.
Was it Charlie who was walking toward the pink glow? Couldn't we put him on the plane and have him come back?
Would you get on the mystery flight?
Yes.
I would also get on the mystery
100%.
flight. 100%. Yeah. Especially if it was cheap. If I could pay like $100 and hop on the mystery flight, done. Let's find out where we're going.
Hop on to the mystery flight.
And then surprise, it's going to Mildura, Australia.